My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 9th, 2011. Curly, would you state your full name, please?
Julian Franklin Lewis.
Your date of birth?
December 22nd, 1924.
Your present age would be?
86.
I got to ask you, you stated your full name, but how did Curly come about?
Well, I had curly hair when I was a boy, and they didn't call me Curly so much until I started in the music business. After I got out and got around, Julian's kind of a bad name. So a lady I used to work with named Billy Walker actually says, "Why don't you let me call you Curly?" So it stuck. That's what I've been known as ever since.
Your full legal name, were you named after somebody in your family?
My dad had a friend that was a fiddle player, lived in Arkansas, and his name was Julian, and my dad admired him quite a bit.
So. All right. Joining me in this interview is John Woolley. John, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, John. It's really nice to be here.
And let me say that as a result of your efforts on behalf of your state's music and musical figures, you became in 2003 the first and so far only writer to be inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. In 2009, you were also inducted into both the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame and the Oklahoma Cartoonist Hall of Fame, the latter for your comic book writing. And I didn't know about your comic book writing, but apparently it's very good. So, Curly, tell us, where are we recording this interview?
At Kane's Academy. And that's what we used to call it anyway.
You used to call it what?
Kane's Academy.
Kane's Academy. Yeah, why Kane's Academy?
That's the name it started out with, Kane's Academy of Dancing. Mr. Kane, who built the Kane's, is the guy that called it that.
Did they teach dancing here?
They did. Madison Kane was his name. Before Madison Kane, there was also dancing here. Tate Brady, one of the founding fathers of Tulsa, as you know, John, had created this. First, it was going to be a Hupmobile dealership, but it became a dance hall called the Louvre back about 25, I think, Curly, right in there, 25 or 26 when he built it. Daddy Kane, Madison Kane, his nickname was Daddy. He studied with Vernon and Irene Castle in New York, came back here. It was very big in those oil boom days to give dance lessons, ballroom dancing lessons. And so that was originally when he bought it from Madison Kane. That's what this place was.
You know, back in those days, and especially a little past that, was people like Arthur Murray. He had dancing academies and taught dancing all over the states. When I first came here, they were still having dancing lessons here. Howard Turner was an instructor then.
Howard Turner had taken over because Madison Kane had had a stroke, as I recall it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know that part of the story.
And that's when Mr. Mayo came in and made the arrangement to have Bob Wills here, which had been in 1934.
Yeah. Then Mr. Mayo later bought Kane's. Howard Turner worked for him then here. Clear on up, as long as I was with Johnny Lee, you know, until 54, Howard Turner was still here. Broadcast was 12:30 to 12:45 or 1 on Saturdays. We'd get through that. A lot of times Howard Turner would have people waiting out here to take their dancing lessons. He'd set up his music box out there and he'd give them lessons and everything. We might be up here rehearsing on stage, you know.
But, so he'd use recorded music.
Yeah.
Howard Turner
did. Yeah. He taught them foxtrot, waltz, and all that kind of stuff.
So this stage, what we're standing on, you have no idea how many times you performed with Bob Wills, Johnny Lee, and we'll get into all of that. It must bring tremendous memories back for you.
I counted it one time, and it was something over 4,000 times I played on KVOO from Kane's.